investors are doing their best to buy the dip on hope the Fed may not be as unfriendly with the rate cut path in 2024. That hope came by way of a softer round of U.S. economic data highlighted by a miss on the U.S. GDP print. OIS pricing has jumped back to about 34 basis points of rate cuts expected this year from what had been just 28 basis points ahead of the data. Yield differentials have moved out of the U.S. dollar's favor in the aftermath. Currencies have recovered and stocks are trying to find their feet. Currencies have been more inclined to rally against the buck with stronger data outside the U.S. fueling the added demand. Look no further than recent data out of the Eurozone, Switzerland, and Canada as just some examples. Stocks, on the other hand, have been struggling a little more after Fed Logan threw cold water on investors with hawkish comments that it wasn't appropriate to cut rates at this time. Earlier today, Japan data was out and on the whole better than forecast. As we look at Friday's calendar for the remainder of the day, the major standouts come from German retail sales, UK consumer credit and mortgage approvals, Eurozone inflation, Canada GDP, US core PCE, and Chicago PMIs. That US core PCE print will probably get most of the attention given how sensitive the market is to indicators that shed light on the inflation outlook. If the data comes in above forecast, it could once again invite risk off flow. If on the other hand, the data comes in soft, we could see more incentive for the market to price additional rate cuts and more risk on flow in the form of dollar selling and demand for stocks. As far as levels go, if we use euro dollar as a proxy for directional insight, pay attention to 107.85 below and 109 above. That's all for now.